The Ministry of Health says 3 new PCR cases and 4 new rapid antigen cases were recorded from tests carried out yesterday. The total PCR COVID-19 cases amount to 6,782. Total rapid antigen cases, 1,631. Total PCR and rapid antigen cases, 8,413. Total recoveries, 8,263. There are 17 total recoveries, and total deaths amount to 106. The total vaccines administered to date now stands at 70,267. The number of first doses are 36,255, second doses 30,442, and boosters 3,600. Regionally, hundreds of students in Barbados have returned to a blended approach of face-to-face and online teaching for the start of the 13-week final term of the 2021-2022 school year. Even though there were scattered showers across the island, principals and teachers who returned to school on Monday welcomed their students today. And the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in Trinidad and Tobago since the outbreak now stands at 145,597. Internationally, a survey by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, published on Tuesday, said by February of this year, 58% of the U.S. population, more than 190 million people, had been infected with COVID-19. The figure is far higher than the 80 million officially recorded cases, with the majority of infections undiagnosed, asymptomatic, or unreported. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization warned that a dramatic drop in testing for COVID-19 has left the world blind to the virus's continuing rampage and its potentially dangerous mutations. The UN Health Agency said reported COVID-19 cases and deaths had been dropping dramatically. I'm Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.